You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio, and I am Cynthia Canty. We are now into week two of the trial in federal court in Detroit, centering on the challenge to Michigan's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Two Hazel Park nurses are challenging the ban, which was passed by Michigan voters in 2004. The women want to get married so they can adopt each other's children. As picketers on both sides of the issue march outside the federal court building in downtown Detroit, we get word of a new state of the state survey conducted by Michigan State University. It finds a majority of Michigan residents support gay marriage. Joining us now is MSU economics professor Charles Ballard. He directs this survey. Charlie, what does the data tell us? What kind of support for gay marriage did you find?
Well, in our latest survey, which just finished quite recently in February, we found 54.3% favor gay marriage, 35.5% opposed. So that's a pretty substantial gap in favor, and then the other 10% said that they were neutral on the issue. This is similar to what we found 2 years ago, but it's quite different from what we found 4 years ago when a majority were opposed to gay marriage. And what it looks like is nationally, many public opinion surveys have indicated that there's been a change in attitude over a long period going back to the 1990s. But it looks like in Michigan, the most dramatic moment was a few years ago, and there was a sort of a flip on the issue. And we've now had two consecutive surveys giving very similar results. And what that suggests is that this is not a blip. This is a trend. This is a long-term change in public attitudes toward gay marriage.
So do we have any idea what can you put a finger on what might have happened between 2010 and 2012 to start causing this shift?
Well, I think that a big part of it was just more and more gays and lesbians were coming out to their friends. And so it became less foreign to many straight residents in Michigan and around the country. And I will tell you that I think that programs like Will and Grace and Modern Family had a tremendous influence in changing the views that people have of gays and lesbians.
Well, now, based on what you found then, Charlie, in this latest state of the state survey, if that vote on same-sex constitutional amendment were to happen today, now we know in 2004 we had more than 58% of voters approving that constitutional amendment, saying marriage is between a man and a woman. So that was 2004. If it happened today, would that amendment fail, do you think?
I think if it were to be voted upon today, the result would be the opposite of what we had in 2004. I hasten to add that I believe that the vote in 2004 was probably a fairly accurate reflection of public attitudes then. But as you mentioned, there's a recent national survey that says from 2003 till now, a change of more than 20 percentage points.
Yeah.
And we did not ask the gay marriage question back in 2004. We only started asking it in 2010. But we've seen a very substantial change even in the last 4 years. And if you put that together with other surveys, the Gallup organization, the Pew Trust, that have been tracking these since the 90s, it certainly looks like the vote in 2004 was probably pretty representative of Michigan's views then. Now those views appear to have changed a great deal. So I think that if the vote were to happen now in 2014 or 2016, probably you'd get the opposite result.
Now, politically speaking, your survey does kind of break it down. Can you compare Republican versus Democratic support for same-sex marriage in Michigan?
Well, perhaps not surprisingly, Republicans are much less likely to support gay marriage, with about 30% versus the statewide average of 54%, and then Democrats more likely to support gay marriage. So there's a substantial divide there. There's also a major generational divide. The fraction of under 30 Michigan residents who are supporting of gay marriage, 67%. Really overwhelming support, whereas for the elderly, the 65 and over, it's only 47%. So even though the overall numbers have moved, that doesn't mean that all groups have changed in the same way or that all groups have the same views.
But this is it sounds like it's shaping up to be a bigger political dilemma for Republicans, because we know they're actively trying to court and attract younger voters, but at the same time, they have to keep that traditional old guard conservative side happy.
Well, I think it is it's a challenge. It's a challenge for any political party trying to hold together a coalition when you have different parts of the folks you'd like to appeal to who have different views about things. I think you're right that the majority view among the Republican Party is probably where the Michigan public as a whole was on gay marriage 10 years ago. But the Michigan public has moved fairly substantially.
MSU economics professor Charles Ballard directs the State of the State survey, which was completed February 10th and found that 54% of Michigan residents support gay marriage, 36% oppose it. Charlie, always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me on the program.